right now we have with us now Ethel McCready and Evelyn Mayer. And they're hearing some people that have worked in the church factory. And they're going to tell us about the early beginning of the church factory and bring it up to present time. All right, Ethel, man, you started earlier. Why don't you start telling us something?
What do you want me to tell you? Oh, well, I started from 15 in Saul Edmund Church Factory down on Hamlet Street. And I was getting 15 cents an hour working piece work. And let's see what else I get. And he would sometimes take home $3 a week, sometimes $5. And you'd work, it was 7:30 in the morning and worked 4 o'clock. No, 4 o'clock.
Five o'clock.
And let's see what else would say. Then from there we went moved uptown. That I was working for Mr. Saul Edmund. Mm-hmm. And
when you moved uptown, was that over what is now the cleaner's building across to the post office?
Yes. And from there, Mr. Edmund built a factory down on Clark Street, and we stayed there for a while, and then he went bankrupt, and we moved uptown, Mr. George Sherwin. And from there we went, then they decided to enlarge it. He had 3 factories, one in Greenwood, one in Bridgeville, one in Harrington, and they combined it and moved down where George Sherwin is, where the Edna Shirt Company is now, on Clark Street.
And where you were before.
Yes.
That pink building.
Yes,
on
that's
Clark Street.
Yeah, Mr. George Sherwin.
Evelyn, when did you get in this business?
Well, I graduated in June of 32. I stayed home through the summer trying to decide what I did want to do. And until I did decide what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a nurse. But my mother and father didn't want me to be that. So I ended up down in the shirt factory in either September or October of 32. And when I went to work, we were down on Clark Street, and Mr. Berkman was our boss then. He's the one that hired me. And I worked down there for maybe about 3 years. And then we moved back uptown again, up over the dry cleaning place. We had 2 flights of steps to go up every day and down at night. But of course then we were young, we didn't mind that. Some of the older ones did, but it was up there that I worked several years up there. I don't remember just how long. And the first job I had in the shirt factory was hemming pockets, hemming across the top of pockets. And then I was taken off of that and put to doing facings on the sleeves, the sleeve facings. It was, well, that's what I sewed them down, and it was, I didn't like that. I didn't like the job at all, but I stuck to it because I had to work. Finally, later on, I was taken off from there and I went to hemming tails. And I hemmed tails until I quit.
How many could you do in an hour?
How many towns, you need, let's see, I don't know how many dozen. 10, maybe 15 dozen, or 20 dozen. We'd have maybe 10 or 12 dozen bundles, and you could do a bundle. Couldn't you count that in an hour?
You can't put as much work now as you need to do it in all 3 hours.
No. No, when you get older, you can't do it.
What was your specialty, Ethel?
Oh my God. I sewed down a pot of faces for the first thing. Then I was there for a few years, and then I went to sewing down collars, which I'm still at. Sewing down collars. I have been sewing different jobs in between.
Mm-hmm. How many can you do in an hour?
Well, right now I can only do about 5 an hour, 5 dozen an hour. I have done as high as 10.
Hmm. Are all these shirts you people worked on, were they cotton shirts?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. They were flannel, wool.
Silk.
Yeah. And we've got some now that polyester.
Yeah.
Hard to work on.
The chambray.
Yeah. That's what I first started to work on, chambray.
I think that's what I worked when I first started was something
same,
like
same
a
blue, like this work shirt, that kind of material. Little boy's shirt.
Mm-hmm. And at one time we did do some women's blouses.
Yeah, down in Florida.
Not too many. I think
what
that
was the name of the place then? Star had it.
Oh, well. I don't remember,
I
thought.
But down to
Sheldon Starr was the boss then, and we made these ladies' blouses. We didn't make, I mean, we didn't work on them too long.
Then we worked on army shirts.
Oh yeah, we done army shirts.
Well, I'm going to get that back and work for us if I don't like them. We'll come back.
Well, I always heard about the terrific Christmas gifts you people got.
What about those? Mr. George Sherwin, he always gave us nice gifts for the house. And it was always a blanket, a pocketbook,
a clock.
And always gave us nice gifts. That's the one and only ever gave us nice gifts like that.
And when I got married, I was married in 35, and he gave me a beautiful orchid towels, the bath towels, the hand towels, and the washcloths.
Mm-hmm.
And they were beautiful. Of course, at that time, I could really use them.
He first started giving his Christmas gifts just a box of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started with an umbrella.
Yeah.
And then he ended up the nicest. It wasn't blanks, they were comforters.
Mm-hmm.
They were really nice. You know, I still got one.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to Scotty last year. And he was a nice person. He was the best person I ever worked for. And everybody in town would tell you the same thing because he did for everybody as well as the girls who worked for him.
That's right.
Many a person in town of Harrington borrowed money from him and he'll never get it back because he's dead in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he also gave many a person material to make clothes with. He really did.
Well, is he the man that used to stay out spring thing?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
When he first went to Europe, the first stage, that's where he did, and then went back to New York every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't married, and I don't think he ever got married.
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, these people I'm working for now are pretty good too, Edna.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever have a union or anything like that?
One time they tried it uptown, up where the dry cleaning place is, and I mean it was a scramble. It was a mess.
But they didn't get anything done.
No, they didn't.
Mm-mm, they did not get the...
They was all planned to get their jobs back.
They didn't get the union in there.
God, they sowed rotten eggs and everything else in that place.
Turned the hose, somebody turned the hose on
people
some of them.
And children walking up and down the street. Who had the place that time? Max, was Maxie?
Maxie, yeah. Maxie was the boss.
We've had so many bosses. Mm-hmm.
And John Minner worked there at that time. He drove the truck from the cutting room.
And that was out on the highway.
The cutting room was out on the highway, and he'd bring the shirts and things in to us. And then they, when they were boxed up, why they had a truck that he drove. And of course, Lawrence Graham and Kenny Hammond was the mechanics there. And I guess Lawrence and Kenny both worked there until they, well, Kenny died, but Lawrence did retire.
Yeah, and he comes up there once in a while and does mechanic work up here to the L&M.
Oh.
Because I saw him the other day.
Well, about how many women did it employ when it started, and about how many women are there now? Because I know the shirt factory has been the life of many families.
Well, when it was supposed to start, I don't really know just how many there was up there up on Hanley Street when I started. It was quite a few. I'd say 200. I bet there was.
Do they employ more than that now?
Oh, yeah. When is everything going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say there was about 200 when I went to work. Now, that was in your sewing room, your pressing room, your packing, and your shipping department.
Mr. Bill Hill. One of the pressing department downstairs on Hanley Street.
Huh.
See, they had all downstairs was all pressing, all upstairs was selling.
Well, and there's more than that number of women now. Is there any age limit today?
No.
No, not that I know. Only the union factory. The dress factory was union. Now that might be.
Yeah, but not in the shirt factory.
There wasn't any.
And when I went to work, I worked from 7 in the morning until 5 at night with a half an hour lunch. 5 days a week and a half a day on Saturday. And I would take home about $7. I had to give my mother $2 of that. And that left me $5. I was 19 years old, and I thought I was rich with $5 a week.
Mm.
Of course, we never had any money.